This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The first future British relationship with the European Union is in doubt after Prime Minister Theresa May put off a parliamentary vote on her plan for future relations that appeared doomed to defeat in a vote Tuesday. She warned compromise would be necessary.
Does this House want to deliver Brexit? If the House does it want to do so through reaching an agreement with the EU? If the answer is yes, and I believe that is the answer of the majority of this House, then we all have to ask ourselves whether we're prepared to make a compromise.
Ms. May said she'll go back to the EU to seek reassurances over the future of the border between the Republic of Ireland, which will remain in the 27-member bloc, and the province of Northern Ireland. European Council President Donald Tusk said Brussels was ready to discuss ratification, but neither the withdrawal agreement nor the so-called Irish backstop will be renegotiated. The Prime Minister plans to meet Tuesday her Dutch counterpart and German Chancellor Merkel. Maria Demirtas, Deputy Director of the European think tank Bruegel, said it's unsure how long the delay in the vote will be.
What I am sure about, to the extent I can be sure, is that it will not help the in terms of asking the EU to renegotiate. I don't think that will happen. There is a deal on the table, and that's it, I think, for the foreseeable future. What it can do is just help get more members of the parliament on board, but whether that can happen in 1 or 2 days, that's anybody's guess.
Markets reacted nervously, with the pound sterling falling to its lowest level in 18 months. A motion to impeach Somalia's president cleared a hurdle Monday, the parliament speaker agreeing to accept it. It's been signed by 92 of 275 lawmakers. It accuses President Mohamed Abdullahi, commonly known as Farmajo, of violating the Constitution after secretly signing agreements with other countries, including Ethiopia and Eritrea. This is VOA News. In an address to the French people late Monday, President Emmanuel Macron announced a wage hike and tax cuts, part of an economic package aimed at quelling weeks of sometimes violent protests.
Ce sont 40 années de malaise qui ressurgissent.
He said the unrest is the result of what he described as 40 years of malaise, including a lack of housing and public services. Professor Dominique Moissy, special advisor to the Institut Montaigne think tank, said Mr. Macron vowed not to tolerate unrest, but also tried to understand the people's frustrations.
I've heard you. I understood your suffering. I realize that we have to enter into a new dialogue. So, again, what was the most important was not only what he said, but the way he said it.
Weeks of protests have taken a toll on the French economy, with the central bank cutting its fourth quarter growth forecast from 0.4 to 0.2%. UN envoy Martin Griffiths said the warring sides to the Yemen war meeting in Sweden have not yet agreed on key confidence-building measures to end the four-year conflict, including a truce in the fighting for the port city of Hodeida, but consultations continue.
I hope, but this is hope, not optimism, right? It's still that, ambition, not optimism. I hope we will get agreements in the next couple of days on a whole range of issues. We're getting to that point where we understand, I think by tomorrow morning, we'll understand the views of both parties on specifics, and we try to close the distance.
The Saudi-backed coalition supporting the government against the Houthi rebels is under international pressure to end the conflict, which has created a severe humanitarian crisis. Shaken by a government scandal, voters in Peru delivered a strong anti-corruption message in a referendum Sunday. They overwhelmingly favored 3 of 4 proposals, including a ban on re-election bids by lawmakers. 2 Russian bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and other aircraft arrived Monday in Venezuela. Caracas said they'll be part of a joint Air Force exercise. The U.S. Space Agency's Voyager 2, launched in 1977, has become only the second craft to enter interstellar space billions of kilometers away, following in the wake of Voyager 1, which reached that point in 2012. Ed Stone is a Voyager project scientist.
Turns out we've seen a different part of the boundary at a different time in the solar activity cycle, and so we're learning a lot about the differences as well as the commonalities.
Meanwhile, NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft has discovered traces of hydrogen and oxygen on the asteroid Bennu. An EU study found that more than 1 in 3 European Jews has considered emigrating over the past 5 years amid a surge in anti-Semitism. The survey covering 12 countries containing nearly all European Jews. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.